Yeah, sure it is. Good morning. We're back here in the Radio Hut. Coming to you live from Dakota Avenue. Got some sun starting to peek out here, 57 degrees. Hey, I'm going to put this in your head. If you're looking for a really good Sunday brunch, I got just a recommendation. Got to stop down this Sunday, 9 a.m. till 12 p.m., Wahpeton Community Center. And one of our favorite groups, Operation Zero, got their pancake breakfast. And I got carpool in this morning, and the biker mom's in. Good morning, folks. Thanks morning. For being a part of the morning show. Carpool, step up. We'll start with you, buddy. Oh, good to see you again. It's been
to see you.
I always whine because I only get to see you guys like maybe once a year. But you got a great event coming up. Tell us about this pancake breakfast, and then we'll get to bikes and brews.
Well, all right. Well, we got the breakfast pancake there going on, and so yeah, the biker mom bakes. So they're already laughing at me.
Don't worry about it.
We got the breakfast going on that we do. It's a free will donation. We try to reach out to as many people as possible, especially the veterans, to come down.
Right.
We'll sit there and talk with them if they want to talk, you know. And the ladies definitely put on one heck of a breakfast.
Well, we're going to get to them and give you a chance to laugh.
It's good.
Okay. But, dude, I got to tell you, I'm looking at your menu.
Oh, yeah.
You're serving up everything. I mean, what a breakfast. Run through this, what the breakfast includes.
Well, we got the pancakes. We got real eggs. That ain't that stuff in no carton. Same with the sausage, the bacon. We got juice, coffee, milk, all the little condiments that come with them.
And, mm-hmm.
and it's, yeah, free will donation. Come in, fill your stomach, and just enjoy the morning.
Well, you guys do such great work. And again, Carpool, for people that don't know, what is Operation Zero about?
Well, Operation Zero, we do a lot of the stuff, everything that goes for with helping the veterans out there.
Mm-hmm. And their mental health. I mean,
big time. That's what Operation Zero is for, zero suicide.
Right.
It is suicide prevention and awareness. The ladies help with a lot of stuff with that as well.
Right.
We've reached out to a lot of veterans. We've helped them. From everywhere, from saving their house from having trees fall on it, cleaning up their area if they need be.
Mm-hmm.
We've done a few different ones where they needed vehicles fixed to get to and from work. Without it, they wouldn't have a job.
Right.
So we do what we can.
Right.
We encourage people to go to the website, put it in, see what they need, and then we have couple of the brothers and recheck it. Gets checked pretty much daily to see if there's anybody that's out there reaching out, and we definitely reach back.
And veterans listening, if you got questions, chances are Operation Zero can get you some answers.
Even
getting to your appointments and things like that. All right, ladies, your turn. Step up to the mic. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, thank you for chuckling at Carpool. Well, you're the biker moms. What's going on with the bake sale? Tell us about this.
We just bake cookies, bread, cakes, whatever.
She says so humbly. I bet it's delicious. It's like, well, yeah.
Yeah, we just like baking, and we were looking a couple years ago for something new to do, and
yeah.
One of the guys was like, biker mom bake sale. So
well, that's,
here we are.
That's turned into a big... Have you been doing it the full 9 years or biker mom something that just started up?
This is our second full year doing it.
Okay, yeah. Okay. So you got cookies, and basically if it's baked goods, you guys are doing it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Okay. And the other ladies, they all bake too and help out when they can.
So, right, yeah. Right. So are you going to be a part of the Bikes and Brews thing as well? You're going to have stuff available there. Let's move ahead to that. That's coming up in August, by the way.
Yeah, we'll definitely have stuff for that too.
Okay.
We usually have a lot more for the Bikes and Brews event than we do at the breakfast,
mm-hmm.
just because it's busier. It's busier. It's a bigger event. So
right. Well, and you get so much with the breakfast too.
Right.
But if you want some baked goods to go along with that, too, definitely available. And again, folks, Pancake Breakfast, Operation Zero Pancake Breakfast, this Sunday from 9 a.m. till 12 p.m. Thank you guys so much for stopping in. Appreciate it. Come back because we got to talk about Bikes and Brews, and we're going to be talking Operation Zero a whole lot more. But I appreciate you stopping by, and kudos to you for the great work you do. Anything else you want to add before we wrap it?
I think we're good.
That'll cut it. Listen, you have a great event. I think you're going to have a great turnout on Sunday.
And
veterans, too, definitely encouraged. But everybody, welcome. Wahpeton Community Center, free will donation and proceeds benefit Operation Zero and Chapter D in North Dakota, and the incredible work that they are doing for our veterans. Again, that's happening this Sunday, 9 a.m. till 12 p.m. at the Wahpeton Community Center.
Can you be guilty of illegally hunting wildlife if you simply provide outfits, transportation, and storage for licensed hunters? The court took aim at that question in the case of the Backwoods Bears. I'm Curtis Howard with today's Point of Law. Trader Pete ran a successful little business on the edge of a great wilderness. He had built an attractive log trading post for archers who hunted deer, elk, and cougars in that area. He sold bows, arrows, accessories, ammunition, boots, and food packs. He also kept a large freezer. His customers stored game there until they could ship it home, usually out of state. The state required people like Pete to get a license for outfitting and guiding hunters. Pete had gotten several licenses for several kinds of game, but not for bear. One season, a lot of bears turned up in a remote part of the county, and a lot of hunters turned up at Trader Pete's trading post. Almost all would say, "Pete, if anyone can get me to where those bear are, it's you, liking one of those four-wheelers of yours." Pete would say, "Well, I guess we might try if you've got the state licenses and tags." They always did, so Pete got his hunters to the bear game unit deep in the woods, and he brought them safely back with their game. One day, a pair of state forestry officers turned up. One said, "Pete, we hear you hauled a number of bear carcasses back here and put them in cold storage for shipping out of state. Is that right?" Pete said, "I guess you might put it that way. Why?" The ranger replied, "That makes you guilty of transporting, receiving, or acquiring wildlife in interstate transportation, which license to do." Pete said, "That's a goofy law. I've never been out of state in 30 years, and that was only once on my honeymoon." Goofy or not, Pete soon found himself in court. The prosecutor said, "The law is quite plain. An outfitter like Pete may not take any part in hunting any wildlife for which he is not licensed. And since he assisted the movement of wildlife out of the state, this was interstate commerce, which makes what he did a federal offense. He must be found guilty." Trader Pete's attorney said, "The hunters who killed these animals did so legally. They had appropriate licenses and tags. Pete merely assisted them with guide service, transportation, and storage. He took no part whatsoever in the actual hunt. He did nothing wrong, and this case should be dismissed." What did the court decide about the Backwoods Bears? We'll find out after this.
Why is it that one trip out in the summer and every bug on the planet ends up on the front of your vehicle? Kind of makes you mad, doesn't it? I know. Hey, if it's time for your summer bug scrub, then wheel it on into All Seasons Car Wash. Choose from the self-serve bays or the automatic car wash. Oh, and don't forget about the handy vending machines that can spit out exactly what you're looking for to deep clean the inside of your vehicle. And that's after you take a high-powered vacuum to the floorboards. Oh, and under the seats. Get your summer bug scrub now at All Seasons Car Wash, your locally owned car wash in West Wahpeton.
Can you be guilty of illegally hunting wildlife if you simply provide outfits, transportation, and storage for hunters? Yes, said an Idaho court. Pete was not licensed to provide outfitter services for bears, even though they were legally taken. By assisting hunters at all, he was in fact in violation of federal law and must be found guilty as charged. It's a point of law.
Today, I am going to teach you better alternative ways of wishing people happy birthday.
Man, that's really old.